Hello.
Hello, Ramdas.
Yes.
My question is, how do you listen to your dharma, and also how do you live in harmony with your karma? Sometimes it gets a little difficult, especially being in New York, you know, and earning a living, working, trying to follow a spiritual path, and sometimes it gets a little difficult to feel what's happening inside you. And to listen to it, and to act in accordance with it.
I hear you perfectly. It's incredibly difficult. I understand that. The hearing of the Dharma, the way I'm working with it, and that's all I can do is share with you the way I'm doing it, because I'm trying now to live very much in the marketplace also, as you are, and do the work on myself. The hearing of the Dharma is a method of approximation, is what I'd call it. And it's a method of feedback and approximation. That is, you hear what seems to be at the moment the next step. At this moment you start it, and it either feels right or it doesn't, and if it doesn't, you hear inside, no, it's not right, and you pull back, or you start to steer a little direction differently. You go to one teaching, feels right on, and you go on with it. You go to another, everybody says it's wonderful, but you go there, it doesn't feel right to you, so you pull back. You start to suppress a desire, control a desire, and you see it's premature to try to stop it. All you can do is watch it for a while. So you stop trying to stop it, and you just watch it more consciously. Another one, you're watching because you sort of want to keep on with it, and you know you're really ready to stop it. And you have to keep developing this kind of honesty with yourself. And all of the inner voices are many voices. Some of them are your ego voices, which are coming on as if they are your higher thing. But there is a place in us that knows. That's what's very aggravating at times. And that place, you've just got to keep toying with. It's like Krishna Prem talks about it as the still small voice, when all about it are the trumpets of our desires. And you can hardly hear it because of the loudness of all of the other voices in us that are talking. But by reading, for example, constantly, like I constantly am reading from just hundreds of holy books that I just keep around me and keep picking up, or have in the car and read a paragraph or a little phrase or something. And these are constantly strengthening my connection to that inner voice. When I'm reading Buddha's words or Christ's words, or some of the words may be a little off from where my inner voice is telling me, but that's okay. I just listen. Some of them I'm ready for, some of them I'm not. But I'm constantly reading this stuff to just keep aligning me to that inner voice so that I can hear it better and better. And I'm constantly remembering these little things like, love everyone, serve everyone, remember God, these kinds of things. And these are keeping me in tune. So it's this kind of gentle method of approximation. And if you don't get panicked when you go off center, it's cool, because you come back again, because you can only get off so far before you feel your own dishonesty or hypocrisy or attachment or caughtness. And I really think that we can trust ourselves more than we do. I think our inner message is really strong. I think even in the midst of this fantastic vibrational field of Shiva City that we're living in here. Can you hear all that?
Yes, but there, you mentioned about getting off center, which happens, because there'd be like two or three directions that I'd be pulling in, all seem to feel right.
Well, let me say something that's very reassuring. It doesn't matter. See, that's what's really fierce. Because the inner work is going on in you independent of the external forms it's taking. So that whatever form you end up in, you will bring to that whatever consciousness you have. And no matter how fancy the form is, if you're not conscious, you'll do it in a worldly way. While a worldly thing, you'll do in a conscious way. So that really, it ends up, it's like the story of the two guys that are trying to decide whether to go to a temple or a whorehouse, and one of them decides to go to a temple, and the other decides to go to the whorehouse. And the guy that goes to the whorehouse spends all his time thinking about the temple, and the guy at the temple spends all his time thinking about the whorehouse. Now, which of them got more of a spiritual experience out of it? Because it turns out not to be which form, but what you bring to the form. So the best game is to sort of just relax a lot and do the best you can, and then see that it doesn't matter, that you're being taken through, and that whichever one you end up with is just the one you need to work with at that moment. The best thing is really to relax a lot into this trip, not get into the panic you're going to go under. That's what I'm saying to you. You don't go under. You go under for a moment, and you come back up again. Okay?
Yes.
Good night.